Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's our loud and local band of the week. It's Rain Light Fade. Out and local band of the week, Rain Light Fade. You want to find out how you get their music? Just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
There's a bunch of EPs out, but more recently they put out a full length, very good, very cool, like these guys, and their record's called Pain and Wonder.
And look, if you love local music like this, then check us out Sunday nights here on The Rock. We've got Loud and Local, a 2-hour show, great music from the Pacific Northwest, bands like Rain Light Fade.
And pumping.
Jumping and pumping.
Happy Friday, everyone.
It's going to be gorgeous today, buddy.
Yeah, so today, because the rest of the weekend is going to look like crap, right, Steve?
Yes, this weekend it's supposed to rain.
So
high 60s and rain.
Ooh, yeah, so go out there and get some sun on your face.
This is the thing, though. Sarah and Joe are going off another hike, but it's going to be the 80s. So Joe, bring tons of water, and Sarah, take it easy on your brother.
Yeah. Take him to Poo Poo Point?
I hope so.
No, that would kill him.
Oh. Really? Is Poo Poo Point a hard hike?
Well, Joe had a hard time with it.
Oh, okay.
It only gets better each time you do it.
It's true.
Oh, is that you're hiking Harry over here? You know that?
No, I'm just life Harry.
Oh, life Harry.
Anything in life gets better when you do it a lot.
That's true.
Is that? Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. All right, then.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Rusty and Puyallup.
Rusty. Stabbing yourself. You don't want to do that a lot.
Oh, yeah, stabbing yourself.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Oddly specific there.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, let me just correct myself. Don't stab yourself too much. Doesn't get better.
Rusty, you there?
I'm here.
Excellent.
Rusty.
What's he playing for today?
A prize to be named later.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Stab yourself while you're at it.
Well, yeah, maybe don't stab yourself. For those playing at home, Rusty will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Rusty, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Paul Rudd and Steve Carell starred alongside each other in the 2010 movie Dinner for What?
Schmuck.
Yes. What year of the early 2010s did Kim Kardashian have her first child?
11, 12, 13.
13, yes. What is a mammal with a pouch for its young called?
Marsupial?
Yes. Megan Mullally played Karen on what TV show?
style, pap.
In what California city was the United Nations Charter signed?
San Francisco?
Yes. In karate, what belt color? What is the belt color right after green?
Black?
No.
Brown?
No.
Orange?
No. In what decade of the 1900s was the Richter scale invented?
1910, 2030.
30s, yeah.
Nice job.
What 1950s rock pioneer was portrayed by Lou Diamond Phillips in an 87 film?
Ricky Valance.
Yeah. Which company marketed the first digital camera in 1991?
Kodak?
Yes. Huntsville and Mobile are cities in what U.S. state?
Alabama.
Yes. Megan Mullally played Karen on what TV show?
Karen. What is a Karen? I don't know.
Always a Karen.
Yeah.
8 correct.
Oh, not bad.
That's a pretty good score right there.
Would you have taken?
Because I did a little boozing last night. I figured I'd be stupid today.
Good for you. Well, now you know. You got to boost it up more if you want to do trivia.
Yeah. Hey, can I say this, Steve? If I beat Baldy today, I'd like to give the prize to the first responder that calls in.
All right.
Well, we don't know what that prize is, but you know what? If you want to donate it to, we'll donate to the first responder. Yep.
Perfect. All right, then.
My question is this, Rev. Would you have taken kangaroo as an answer for your pouch? You would have had to, I think, the way you asked that question.
Oh, son of an ass.
Yeah, you
did. He's going to say it like that, too.
Yeah, you should have.
I mean, I literally wrote down marsupial on there. And
you actually admitted maybe I might have been right. What's happening to you?
It's Friday.
Yeah.
I just want to get out of here.
Okay.
Just be happy to appease you.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
He's totally going to say that.
Yeah, he is. I hope he does.
I'm so mad at myself now.
Please say it, Steve. There's one question. You need to say it the right way so Rev will get pissed. If you don't, I'll be disappointed in you.
Well, there's one question with multiple answers.
Actually,
really a lot of answers at this point in time.
Probably.
Good God.
Well, this is going to get in my head because I'm going to try and figure out what the alternate answer is going to be for every question.
Oh, okay. It's going to be rough.
Do it, Steve.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Paul Rudd and Steve Carell starred alongside each other in the 2010 movie Dinner for What?
Two?
No.
Idiots?
No.
Dinner for Extraordinary Gentlemen?
No. What year of the early 2010s did Kim Kardashian have her first child?
Dinner for Dip-Asses?
No.
What was that question?
What year of the early 2010s did Kim Kardashian have her first child?
2011?
No.
2010?
No.
2012?
No.
It's so over.
What is a mammal with a pouch for its young called?
Marsupial.
Yes.
Whatever.
Megan Mullally played Karen on what TV show?
Oh,
you can do it.
Night Court?
No.
No.
What the hell? Office?
No.
No.
What the hell is the name of that show? Molly Brown?
No.
Murphy Brown?
Nope. In what California city was the United Nations Charter signed?
What California city?
Yeah.
Los Angeles?
No.
San Francisco?
Yes. In karate, what is the belt color right after green?
Purple?
No.
Oh, crap. Orange?
No.
Brown?
No. In what decade of the 1900s was the Richter scale invented?
Oh, wow. The 1920s?
No.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You are so bad.
Steve, you did really bad today.
You guys got in my head.
You dropped a deuce.
You dropped a deuce.
Yeah, Rusty wins 8-2.
That's 3-2 against you, Steve.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's not what you called Steve when he wasn't in the room.
No, yeah. He remembers that. I used to call it Beat Baldy.
Oh, that's right.
Beat Baldy. Boy, he beat Baldy today.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
There's a special room at the...
He's got a couple nice security shirts for KSW on, so I don't call it that no more.
Aw.
Nice. Well, congratulations, okay. Rusty, and we'll let you go since you want to give the prize.
Yes.
Thanks.
All right, there he goes.
Happy
Good job, Rusty.
That.
Wow, you did really bad.
Yeah, hold on a second.
It's your fault.
He gets us.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
There you go, buddy. Yes, TV.
I like the fart remixes.
Yeah.
No, the question that got into your head was, what is a mammal with a pouch for its young called?
Oh.
Because BJ was like, would you accept kangaroo? And I'm like, well, I guess, yes, I would have to.
You'd have to.
Yeah.
Anything at all. It's got a pouch. It fits that
koala
description.
Or a possum. Plenty of marsupials. So.
I love it.
Yeah. But it
didn't
really
matter. The karate question is wrong because the brown belt is after the green.
I said right after. And it's not.
Oh,
I looked this
directly,
one up.
You meant directly after.
Yeah.
What is it?
It is
blue belt, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the blue belt.
Blue is after green.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes, exactly.
I never got past green.
Oh, neither that's a shock.
Taekwondo Actually, I never got to green.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just like me. I never got to Tenderfoot in Boy Scouts, so you know, I can't throw stones.
Paul Rudd and Steve Carell starred alongside each other in the movie Dinner for Schmucks.
Yeah.
Rusty got that one correct.
Yeah. That was a fun film.
It was an interesting film.
Yeah.
Like, it was very weird. Yeah.
Very weird. Because it had Zach Galifianakis in it as well.
Which is why, was that the first time we'd seen Zach, really?
I thought the first time was The Hangover.
It was The Hangover. Yeah. Then maybe that was the next time?
Yeah, it was one of those where, like, how is this weirdo going to be doing another weird movie?
He did another movie with Robert Downey Jr., which was kind of entertaining, too. Zach did, now that I think about it.
Oh, yeah, they were, like, on a road trip or something?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I don't know when Schmucks...
I don't know when that came. It was before or after Schmucks, but yeah, you know, good old Zach.
Kim Kardashian had Blue Ivy in 2013.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Come on, Steve.
Duh. Megan Mullally played Karen in...
Danny knows this.
No, you don't. There's no way he knows.
Will and Grace.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on, Steve.
I never watched that show.
It's a good show. Well, it was the first time around. Second time around, I couldn't get into it.
And the movie's called Due Date with Zach Galifianakis and Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, it's a pretty good movie.
It came out 10 years ago.
It wasn't as good as The Hangover, but it was good.
Directed by Todd Phillips.
Do we know Todd? What does he do?
He was the one who did The Hangover as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, so that's maybe how we got Todd Phillips.
Exactly.
All right, never mind.
Congratulations to Rusty on winning with 8 correct.
Caller number 8. Or are we doing first responder? I don't know, Rev. I'll let you figure it out. Caller number 8. If you're a first responder, you win, I guess. I don't know. Rev will figure it out. And you.
Man, I missed out on all the fun.
Yeah, you did. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You can call 206-421-ROCK. You can either talk to us, you can try to win a prize, and you can text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? You pick the topic. You guide the show. Your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Just like the man said, it's Listeners on the Loose. This is where you pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. It's simple. You call us on the phone. You open your mouth and tell us what's on that brain of yours. You can do it via text as well. But if you're on the phone, Steve's like, hey.
Just show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Guys, this is a text message. Guys, did you see Leo from Frog Leap Studios covered a local band? He covered Peaches by the Presidents of the United States of America. Just put it out this morning.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that's interesting.
That's exactly what I thought as well. I was like, I didn't know that we needed a metal version of Peaches, but...
I didn't either.
I think we do. He has a breakdown. Alright, this is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I have to say.
And it looks like, I think this must be his daughter in the video.
And she's awesome too.
She's just rocking out with a weird devil mask on.
Not for nothing, dude. If a band came out and did a cover of Peaches and did this, that could be a hit for them.
It's pretty fun, man. I think that was pretty awesome.
I mean, think about that. That's what a lot of bands do. You guys didn't know They Might Be Giants covered the old, you know, whatever that was.
Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Yeah. So, Leo, at some point, is someone going to take one of his versions and go, dude, let's just throw it out there as a single? Because that's what happens a lot with, you know, once enough time passes for a song, it can be covered.
Man, but sometimes... More often than not, and there's always an exception to the rule, so someone's going to be like, oh, let's not forget about Marilyn Manson. But more often than not, a band's first big hit, if it's a cover, it's almost like a kiss of death.
Yeah, you're like the one-hit wonder thing.
Yeah, it's really hard to come back from that, because you've just covered an iconic song that everybody loved, and then you're trying now to present your own song, and unless it's a smash, it's going to be a tough follow-up.
It has to be a song that nobody knows.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like the entire generation is clueless that the song existed mm-hmm. anywhere else. And that's tough to do now. But, I mean, in the 80s, there were so many songs that were hits that nobody knew that were songs from the 60s and 50s. We didn't have the internet the way we do. So you just didn't have exposure to music as quickly and easily as you do now. That's harder to do a cover that nobody knows about.
That's very true. I like that one. That was pretty cool. Somebody said, you should tell Jason Finn, the drummer of the Presidents, since you guys know him.
Oh, wow,
I'm about to tweet it at him. I got to imagine Dave, Chris, and Jason, the original members of the Presidents, are probably going to be getting a lot of messages from people saying, hey, check this out.
You're right.
Which I got to imagine is really cool. The fact that somebody thought to cover one of their songs, I don't know, I'd be pretty flattered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
especially when you have a cute kid in the video as well.
Well, that's the devil mask on. Yeah, of course. I mean, who doesn't want to have a child wearing a devil mask?
Somebody has a question about music. Also, it says, Migs, did you see that Billy Joel just shared a song about some guy that some guy wrote about him? He put it up on Twitter. How cool is that? I challenge you to write a song about Billy Joel in the time that he told you to F off.
What would be great is if indeed you did that and he tweeted back, F off, kid.
Oh my gosh, that'd be so incredible. That'd be the greatest thing ever.
Especially if, you have the story somehow in there. I bet Billy Joel would laugh at that. I bet he might even respond to you if he knew that.
I think it depends on the day.
Yeah. I mean, he's an older man now. He's probably a little bit more chilled and relaxed. I mean, I am. You know, if you caught me in my
How would you feel if somebody said, hey, back in the day, I was six, and you told me to F off when you were getting off a plane?
Remember, though, Charles Lockwood there when we had him on?
Yeah.
And we told him what and he basically admitted he had a blow habit, and that's why he was so mean to me when
that
I was...
awesome. Billy Joel's like, look, kid,
you know.
I did a lot of cocaine back in the 80s. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was a really cool moment. I was like, wow, Charles, I really had no idea that was the issue. I thought I was really bad at my interview, which I probably was.
But yeah, some dude wrote a song about Billy Joel. It's kind of like a love song about some chick, but I think it involves Billy Joel's name. And
yeah.
Billy Joel tweeted it.
His name is AJ Smith. It's a piano ballad called Billy Joel, which makes sense since Billy's the piano man. And like Steve said, Billy tweeted this out because he liked it a lot.
So baby, what are we fighting for? I've run out of ways to say that I'm so sorry. It's never too late, so let's start over. Are we crazy? I can sing your favorite song. You know the one by Billy Joel.
Did you say which one is the favorite?
He didn't say which one it was.
I hope it's Uptown Girl.
Uptown Girl.
Uptown Girl.
We didn't start the fire.
We didn't start a fire.
That would be a good one.
Oh, that's a good one,
probably
too.
Piano Man.
Yeah, Piano Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, what else
dude,
has he done?
If he's not getting laid from that song, that guy's
right.
Come on. That is that's the song.
Now, Billy tweeted it out, but do you think maybe Billy helps him get rolling in the music? Like, that become a hit? I don't know.
I mean, at least he's going to get definitely a little bit of a signal boost because of that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's all right. It's an all right song.
So, the guy, we got this text earlier, so I've spent some time working on a song.
Oh, you actually did do this?
Well, he asked.
He asked.
Did I write a song about my time that Billy Joel told me to F off outside?
That's true. So, you did do this.
So, quick backstory.
Okay.
When I was a kid, we were waiting to pick up my uncle. He was coming back from Club Med, which is totally, I don't know if anyone even knows what that is, but it was totally like a vacation spot. And getting off the plane at the same time was right before my uncle, so we're waiting, is Billy Joel. And I'm a little kid, and I loved Billy Joel. And I'm like, holy crap, that's Billy Joel. So I go running over to him just to say hi, trying to get an autograph, whatever. And he just looks at me, and you could tell he was just drained. And he just was not feeling it. And he just looks at me, and I'll never forget this. And he just goes, hey, F off, kid. And I just had to walk back with the tail between my legs. So, what happened? Did you get the autograph? No, he told me.
He told me to blank off.
He told me to F off. And my family thought that was so funny. Oh. And honestly, looking back on it, I'm so glad I didn't get the autograph. I would have lost the autograph. I will never forget that moment that Billy Joel.
It's a great story.
Told me to F off.
I want you to be able to tell him that someday.
Yes.
So for whatever he's doing, if he's ever doing anything, I don't care if he's right for our format or not, we have to have him on just so you can tell him that story.
Easily.
Yeah.
So, well, I might not be able to tell him in person, but I'm ready to sing him a song about that experience.
Maybe this will finally get it. You tweet this to Billy Joel, this song you're singing, and maybe he'll finally interact with you.
So, Reverend, I found a very generic piano and drum song.
Oh, okay, good.
And I'm going to do it live for you, BJ.
You're going to do it live?
Well, not the piano playing part.
Okay.
That's been recorded.
You're going to sing, right?
Well, I mean, define sing.
Yeah, sort of singing.
Oh, okay, fine.
All right, I didn't really practice this. So.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm not surprised. I think it would have helped.
All right, Rev, hit it. All right, is everyone in the mood?
Oh, I'm ready. I feel it's, yeah. I'm ready. Tickle those ivories.
This song is for you, Billy Joel.
I saw you a long time at an airport. Both you and my uncle were returning from Club Med. You were getting off a plane trying to go home. And little Steve here just wanted to say hi to Billy Joel. I said, Billy, can I have your autograph? You said while walking, hey, F off, kid. The piano man said, hey, F off, kid. The piano man told me to F off. The piano man said, hey, F off, kid. Billy Joel was a dick to me.
Oh, my God. I can't believe
it. Are you really going to tweet that? You've got to tweet that to him.
Tweet it at him.
I'm going to.
Tweet it at him. Okay, we'll see if Billy Joel responds to this.
It was better when I practiced it, but you know.
No, that's magnificent.
No, that's beautiful. I think Billy's going to really, he's going to realize the talent, also realize what he did to you, such a talent. And Billy, we'd be glad to have you on our radio show. If you'd like to say anything to Steve, by the way, the worse things you could say to Steve, the better it would be for our show. So we would think you don't have to be nice. Matter of fact, if you're not, it's better for what we want you to do. So come on, Billy Joel.
Somebody said yikes. I think I would agree. That's the best review of that song.
Yikes. Yeah. Billy Joel was a dick.
He was.
There we go. Yeah.
Someone said, well, you've gone from annoying Billy Joel as a child to annoying BJ as an adult.
That's right. You've done a good job, buddy. Well, we'll keep you posted.
Someone said, I hope there's video of this song. Yes, Danny. Danny, I could get you the audio so that way at least.
Oh, yeah. You need to have the piano part to it.
You have to mix it in. Yeah. You can't just send the a cappella.
Yeah. Of course not.
Okay, I just want to make sure we send the best possible thing. Maybe put a little reverb on it.
Oh, yes. Auto-tune it. And then after you get all that together, don't send it.
So it'll be really good. At least rhyme once. I got the text 10 minutes ago. I only had so much time.
Yeah.
And home and Joel is close.
Yeah, exactly. Home, Joel, sure. Yeah. It's not about rhyme. It's about feeling.
Right, not every song rhymes, guys.
Yeah, I mean.
This is art.
What do you call that? Haiku? Hakapulu? What do you call that?
Hakapulu, yes.
Yeah, he does a little Hakapulu, Haikulu. All right, anyway.
So it's Friday, so I could go home and just drink my peanut butter whiskey and drown my sorrows.
I know, really. After this, I'm surprised people didn't really love that.
I really loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
Well, Rev loved it.
Well, that makes one of us.
See, Rev hates everything, so of course you know he'd love that. Anyway, you can continue to pick the topic and you can continue to guide this show. It's Listeners on the Loose, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show.
We've got some text messages.
Oh, let's do it.
We're talking about Zach Galifianakis' earlier movies. A couple of people brought up this one. I forgot about this. Out Cold. That had Zach Galifianakis in it. It was a movie about snowboarding where he got his unit stuck in a hot tub.
I don't remember that movie. I don't think I saw it.
It's a silly comedy, man, but it's pretty funny.
That was like when I was like in middle school.
Yeah, he had to be really young then.
Yeah. It was 2001.
Whoa. Okay, Zach.
See, what I remember Zach Galifianakis before The Hangover is that he did like a stand-up comedy special. I don't know if it was on Comedy Central. It was like a 15 or 10-minute long piece. It wasn't like he did a full half hour. And I thought he was hilarious because he reminded me a little bit of Mitch Hedberg, his style of comedy.
Yeah.
And I'm such a big Mitch Hedberg fan. And I was like, oh, this guy's kind of like a Mitch Hedberg. And obviously, he was on the piano, too. And it was really good. It was super funny.
Oh, I haven't seen that either.
Yeah.
There was another one that I loved with him in it called The Comedians of Comedy, which was like Brian Posehn and a couple of other low-level indie comics.
Patton Oswalt was in that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And it was like a lot of it was in Portland and Zach was in it. And yeah, just at one point just started playing the piano and like he's so talented.
There was a scene in that movie where Patton Oswalt goes to a radio show. I think it was an afternoon radio show. And it was such a miserable experience for him. I think it's what started him hating doing radio interviews.
That's a fact.
Do you remember why he hated it so much?
I don't.
They put a whoopee cushion on his chair.
Oh,
when he
really?
Came in the studio, he sat down on it and he was like, oh, so this is how it's going to go? And he propped his feet up on the counter and just kind of just hung out.
Yeah.
Well, why would they do that?
Because they thought they were being funny.
God, that's... Yeah, now I can understand why he's upset. That's just so stupid.
I'm sure that scene's got to be on YouTube. You should watch it, BJ, because you'll be embarrassed. I mean, look, listen to the last break. We have plenty to be embarrassed by, especially myself.
Yeah, but we only do it to ourselves.
But I would never in a million years think it would be funny. Oh, we got a comic coming, you know, it'd be funny. I bet he'll get a good chuckle out of it. We put a whoopee cushion on his seat.
See, I blame our industry. We have too many untalented people in our business, but just because
they're
working.
Why are you looking at me when you're saying that?
I'm just saying, man. It's an embarrassment to the industry, and it's because we have, well, now, you know, there are idiots in charge of hiring people, and they don't know anything about talent or performing art, and it is. It sucks to have a guy like Patton Oswalt, who's really, really good, and then it sours it for everybody else. Then he comes on our show, and I don't blame him, but he hates us because of what other idiots have done.
You have enough bad experiences. All of a sudden, you kind of have a wall up when you go into a place, but you're like, crap. Like, when we've had our conversations, like, I have to promote the things that I'm trying to promote, and the place where I got to promote them is on these shows, and they're putting whoopee cushions on my seat.
I'm having flashbacks. You know, this is one of the reasons why people didn't like me at conventions, because I would fight with people over this. It pisses me off. I'm the kind of guy, maybe you should get another job. Maybe you shouldn't be working in my industry if you can't think of a way to entertain people without being a dick. Why don't you leave the business? You'll help us all.
Remember the one, I think it set off both you and I, and eventually, like, we just... were not very, like, well-received in that moment, but it was like, there were all these radio people, and Danny, you might have even been there, I'm not sure, Rev as well, but, like, they were saying, we'll roll a dice when we have a guest.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
They're like, there was a whole panel about, maybe not a whole panel, but a good 10 minutes of a panel were spent on, what do you do when you have to interview someone that you don't want to interview? And so one of the guys was like, what we do is we spin the dice, and then each member of the show gets a word on that die, and that's the only word you can say in the interview. And it was just like, if you don't want to do the interview, just don't do the interview.
How about you do something else?
Who's got a gun to your head telling you have to do this interview? And I don't understand how they thought that was the funniest thing. And then I think you went up, like, you know, throwing a massive turd in their punch bowl.
I sure did.
By making fun of them, which was awesome and entertaining for the rest of us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That brings back memories, dude. I'm getting rage inside of me right now.
Ah,
I really am.
Would you like me to sing a song to you?
Yeah. I don't know if I... DJ, that won't fix it. That won't fix it. So listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
All right, let's talk about some fun stuff then.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so it says you've been talking about BJ's fluffernutter all morning.
Whoa, they were so good.
Yeah, they were. Shout out to your daughter who made a great fluffernutter
Sarah
sandwich.
Sarah knows how to make a fluffernutter.
Are we getting round two, though? I'm very confused.
Have you seen it come in? Sarah, not one more, not even another half, or nothing? Nothing.
We only had a little, a quarter of a piece.
I know, she's...
Four times.
It's not a party anymore. Sarah, shut it down.
That was kind of fun to do it that way. We cut it in four. It's a video. Is that up?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's like we each just had a quarter of a sandwich, but then we did it four times, so we each had a sandwich.
And in case you don't know, a fluffernutter is peanut butter and marshmallow fluff as opposed to a peanut butter and jelly. But you have to have the white Wonder Bread, and I'm telling you, don't buy the store brand. Wonder Bread itself is the legit.
At least in this situation, I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never had one before, so today was a special day. But they said, I want to know what everyone's favorite childhood snack was when you were a kid. For me, it was a fish stick sandwich.
Whoa, that's a lot of bread.
That is, I don't even understand that, but I mean, as a snack, a fish stick sandwich.
Just say favorite childhood meal.
Yeah, because that was my meal. My mom was like, here you go, here's your fish sticks again. And I'm like, Mom, it's just like we'd go over to our Italian aunt's house because she really could cook. And my mom, I loved her. She's a great lady, just couldn't cook.
Mine was this, and the frozen pizza still exists. I just don't know where to get it. And I should just order it online. It's Elio's, E-L-I-O-S.
Oh, Elio's.
And they were like the Sicilian style. And they were like three slices that like were frozen. You could break them or you just cook them all and eat the whole thing, which is what I did. I'm sure it was like three servings.
Mm.
But I didn't care. I was a kid and I could eat anything. That was my favorite. Yeah. I could eat that every day. Those were my favorite pizzas. Frozen pizza. And I lived in New York where in the land of the best, you know, as I got older, realized that this is crap compared to what I can actually get at a pizza parlor.
Yeah.
But yeah.
My favorite's the drumstick, the ice cream drumstick. They're so good.
Yeah, like the little caramel gooeyness.
Yes. Oh, they are so good.
Give it to me.
If you get the legit ones, man, which you still can get like a lot of the Jacksons and those convenience stores. I mean, you know, they're loaded with calories, but I just remember that from my childhood. It was happy time going to the ice cream truck and getting one of those.
Mm. All right, Rev.
I'd have to say a homemade milkshake.
Ooh, not bad.
Yeah. I mean, I was a fat kid. I mean, I'm still fat now, but because I would just be able to get the ice cream from grandma's and then just
put so much stuff into a milkshake. They had the old blender. I could just do all of that.
And, oh, look at Mr. Blizzard over here making.
Oh yeah, it was so good.
Did you guys ever do this when you got like a bowl of just regular like scoops of ice cream out of like, you know, like a out of the freezer, and it's like not soft ice cream, but you would take the spoon and just slowly start spinning and spinning it until it eventually kind of became soft ice cream,
soft serve. Yeah.
And then I would take pretzels and crumble them and put it in there and mix it back in. Like I was doing.
Whoa.
You were doing sort of like Cold Stone Creamery stuff.
Right. That was like, to eat a bowl of ice cream took like an hour. Because like, you know, you're just like mixing it.
I never mix stuff in, but I would.
Frozen.
I would do the soft serve. I'd do that maneuver.
So, mix pretzels in there. Forget it.
Ever since I had Dairy Queen, I didn't want hard ice cream anymore. My parents looked at me like, what are you doing? I go, well, you won't buy me Dairy Queen. I was always hoping that my hard work would have them take me to a Dairy Queen, but they never would.
Dude, according to a bunch of textures, apparently there's now Dairy Queen has a drumstick blizzard.
Huh?
Interesting.
We should get a drumstick blizzard and not even bother getting any other dessert that you wanted me to try, because that's the best thing. Is there anything better than a drumstick blizzard?
How crazy is this? You bring it up. 2 days ago, apparently, is when they unveiled this, the new drumstick blizzard.
Well, because Dairy Queen knows greatness from my childhood.
They know you all too well.
Yeah, they do.
They apparently just nuts with their limited time blizzards right now. So you got the drumstick.
Okay.
You got the Oreo cheesecake.
Yeah, you can have
You've got the frosted animal cookie blizzard.
You can keep that too.
The Wonder Woman cookie collision blizzard, which just looks like lots of cookie and lots of fudge.
Will Wonder Woman deliver it to me?
I don't think so.
Then you can keep it.
Raspberry fudge Bliss Blizzard? S'mores Blizzard?
Will Black Widow deliver that to me?
I don't think so.
All right, I want that animal cookie blizzard.
Me too.
That sounds sick.
It's the pink frosted cookies. I love those.
I know.
And all then the Royal Rocky Road Trip.
Ooh, okay. You might be able to twist my arm on that one.
I think I'd go animal cookie, s'mores, and then drumstick. Those are the ones I would want to go
with. I have never had a blizzard my entire life or a McFlurry. So this is the perfect opportunity.
Well, it's the great John Cena once said, the time is now.
Yeah.
That's why I always like the great John Cena. Yeah.
What about you, Danny?
Childhood snack was weird. It was clam chowder and a Dr. Pepper.
Interesting.
All right.
Is he out of his... What happened to him?
I didn't like sweets back then, so that was always
what
like
about
my...
chips? What about, you know, nuts and crackers?
No.
You like clam chowder?
Yeah, I was like, why can I have clam chowder when I was like...
And what? Well, with it?
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper makes sense. Yeah. I love clam chowder, but I feel like that is like... You
from the
get
can, too, which was even weirder.
From the can?
Oh, yeah.
Did you cook it?
Yeah. I would just put it on the stove and just...
Okay. What about Chef Boyardee? Okay. That's what you get from the can as a kid. You know, get the ravioli, SpaghettiOs, you know, that was...
Oh, SpaghettiOs. Hell yeah.
I did like SpaghettiOs.
That is da-da-da-da.
Yeah, but anytime my mom would be like, are you hungry? And I'd be like, yeah, just a snack. Clam chowder, please.
You know what also...
Wow.
My
and clam chowder's good, man. You must be loving Ivers.
Mm-hmm. We had all these great like delis around town, like, you know. So my mom would always get like this little like almost like a Tupperware thing of just sliced fresh pepperoni.
Oh, so good!
And she used to get pissed at me when I was like a stoner that didn't smoke weed as a child.
Oh.
I would go in the fridge and just take that whole thing and just watch TV and eat the entire thing of it.
So, do you know how you always talk about like your dad and I would get along?
Yes,
you and my dad would get along because that was his jam.
Pepperoni.
Oh, dude, he loved to get the fresh one and just eat it the way you just said.
Yeah, it's all sliced up, it's already in a container, and you're just eating it like chips.
It's time for father swap.
I would do that, except I would also put shredded mozzarella, and then because it would be just like a pizza almost.
Yeah.
I can't argue with this. I mean, there are treats that are made from that. I mean, you can buy like adult Lunchables that pretty much give you that.
Mm-hmm.
The weirdest child snack, though, for me was I would get the jar of mayo and a bag of carrots and just dip them and eat it.
That makes sense to me because
it does.
Ranch
like, dip, yeah.
And oh, okay.
Ranch has
mayo made things, and plus, you know, mayo made those carrots taste better, even though carrots got a nice little sweetness to them, so that's a good mix.
I always thought that was a weird one, but...
I like
that
it.
Weird,
I
buddy.
Like it.
I mean, you're weird, but that itself, not so weird.
That's true. Someone says the frosted animal cookie blizzard is 11 out of 10 good.
Oh, still, I mean, that drumstick blizzard just brings back memories.
You can get a mini blizzard so it won't kill your diet. I looked, that's only 400 calories as a mini blizzard. That's
and not if you get all the minis, you could put them in a flight and just have taste tests.
Okay, then
and
it becomes a 1,200 calorie situation.
1,600 because you should go with four.
Oh, of course, yes.
It's like 400 calories? Rushmore.
You could do a 400 calorie thing if you do it right in your life.
But what is a mini? Is that like the size of a shot glass?
It's tiny. It is not very big.
Well, less than 12 ounces?
Yes.
All right. Well, I mean, still, it's a little
something.
Taste.
Yeah, yeah, it's
than nothing.
It's like getting a spoon of ice cream at night.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's listeners on the loose, but now we go from that to the biggest question that you'll face this weekend. What do Ryan Castle and drinking have in common? I think we all know the answer to this, don't
we? This should be interesting.
Yeah. I'll tell you at 949 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and drinking have in common?
Well, I'm 70% water, BJ.
Yeah, you are. And 30%?
I'm literally standing at a bar right now talking to you.
I know, really.
And that's for a better comparison.
It just should have been obvious. What do they have in common? Obviously.
Well, one person.
You know, when I moved home in March, I thought, you know, where am I going to set this up where I can do my radio show? And there was only one appropriate place in my entire house, and that, of course, was the bar in the basement.
Of course.
One texter says both give BJ a headache in the morning.
It's so true.
Another one says if done too much, both make Steve vomit. I've never vomited because I've had too much fun with Ryan.
Yeah, well,
that's not true.
Yeah, there was that time at the Gorge.
Yeah, come on. So this is a big question. More than 2,500 Americans, especially during this COVID nonsense, were asked, how early is too early to enjoy your first adult beverage on non-work days?
How early is too early?
On non-work days?
Non-work days. Yeah, we're talking, you know, the weekend.
Brunching?
Yeah.
It's Thursday night count.
Yeah, really. How about a quarter of people said wait until 5 p.m. or later? Are they out of their minds? Come on.
Those people are lame. I don't like, I wouldn't hang out with those people.
Are you part of the 16% that say it's okay to start drinking at noon? Or are you part of the 10% that say no, 10 in the morning or earlier is fine?
Can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning, BJ.
That's right. You need discipline, children. That's what you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pick it up and enjoy it. That's all I got to say. Hey, and Ryan Castle's got a 12-pack for you to enjoy, too.
Yeah. BJ and Migs, play of the day.
You know what I'm going to do? Dear writer of this story, you need to go get the story Steve has.
Is there any more into the news?
Well, he's
he already ripped it. Now we don't know when
half at a time.
Everybody's okay. He wasn't identified.
He's holding up a torn piece of paper broken up.
The part of the highway had to be shut down. That was a thing.
That's that line with the other line. No, see that you're crumbling it.
No, I'm trying to $250,000 sports car, and everybody's okay.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.